All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
Here's Jamie Raskin.
Everything that I heard in that room confirms and corroborates everything we've understood up until this point, which is that the president was the one who was executing this campaign of extortion, shakedown against the Ukrainian government. And Ambassador Yovanovitch's testimony today, I think, was absolutely devastating to the president and his defenders.
Yes, that is absolutely the truth. You know, she got a standing ovation. Mike Conaway, you may have heard it on our show because we carried it live, was screaming and yelling at the end after Adam Schiff adjourned for the day after her testimony, which went on for like 6 hours. And Mike Conaway was screaming and grandstanding, but the entire gallery, the entire, and this happened also in the State Department dining room to Bill Taylor after he testified, they all stood up and applauded Marie Yovanovitch in Congress. I've never seen a witness get a standing ovation before, but just setting the record straight seemed to bring joy to the hearts of these, you know, career diplomats, these State Department foreign officers. And then there's another story in one of the newspapers over the weekend that when Bill Taylor, after his testimony the next day, he went into the State Department dining room and he also walked in and everybody stood up and they were applauding him and congratulating him because the morale at the State Department is so low. This is the State Department is like, I don't know, there's like 75,000 people. It's gigantic. Our diplomatic efforts are, for me, the best thing we do because diplomatic efforts take tension out. Diplomatic efforts could succeed in place of aimless, endless racketeering wars. So I'm all about the diplomacy and I'm all about, you know, supporting these people who work on government salaries, go to school, educate themselves. I mean, you're talking about, you know, years and years of education, master's degrees, foreign languages, all this, just so that this man, this bone spur guy, who apparently ran off to Walter Reed this weekend for no apparent reason. Nobody knows why he did, but whatever it is, he's lying. And because that's all he knows how to do. Anyway, these people are like key to America spreading democracy, not through the end of a gun. So I'm all about it. But anyway, that was devastating testimony from her. And then Representative Dan Kildee brought up the fact that the president is still accused by the Mueller report of 10 counts of obstruction.
The president clearly has engaged in a number of activities to try to obstruct this investigation, including now potentially intimidating a witness.
I mean, what is wrong with him? And, you know, I will say Nancy Pelosi is very this woman has got to be one of the best people to lead a party that I've seen in forever. OK, she gave an interview, a long one, about half an hour interview this weekend. And, you know, she brought up the fact that if Trump doesn't like any of this, if he's not enjoying any of this, if he feels like people are lying to Congress under oath, let him come and let him, you know, be sworn and tell all the truth he wants.
Does the president get, as he says, to confront his accuser or get due
what
process?
Do you mean confront his accuser? Confront the whistleblower?
Presumably.
Well,
that's what
I
he means.
Will make sure he does not intimidate the whistleblower. I was there. I told the president, you're in my wheelhouse when you come after the whistleblower. And this is really important, especially when it comes to intelligence, that someone who would be courageous enough to point out truth to power. And then through the filter of a Trump-appointed inspector general who found it of urgent concern.
Hello.
And then took it to the next steps. So the president could come right before the committee and speak all the truth that he wants if he wants to take the oath of office, or he could do it in writing.
Right.
He has every opportunity to present his case. But it's really a sad thing. I mean, what the president did was so much worse than even what Richard Nixon did. But at some point, Richard Nixon cared about the country enough to recognize that this could not continue.
Seriously. She's so smart. She just is, because it's true. The president could answer as many questions as he wants. He can answer questions under oath in writing if he doesn't feel like making a trip up to the Capitol Hill. He can show up at Capitol Hill. He can have a seat right there. He could be sworn, and he can tell his version of everything. There's nobody keeping him from doing that. But in the meantime, wouldn't it be nice if he released the other witnesses to testify? Wouldn't it be nice if he released the documents that are germane and apply to this incident, this questionable activity of his? I mean, the president is blocking everybody from testifying. He is blocking Pompeo. He's blocking Giuliani. He's blocking Mulvaney. Nobody's allowed to testify in Trump world. Bolton isn't allowed to. Nobody's allowed to testify, and he won't release any documents.
My friend Chris Stewart needs more direct evidence. Then, Chris, will you join me in calling on the State Department to produce the mountain of evidence, emails, notes, call records, calendar entries? They could produce that tomorrow. Our committee has subpoenaed them. Will you join me in calling on the State Department to produce the evidence?
You bet, because I don't think there's anything there at all that is going to implicate the president. If, Sean,
great,
you will join with me in calling to hear from the whistleblower, we could protect his anonymity. We could protect him. And how in the world can you impeach the president of the United States and never hear from the person who started that process?
Respectfully, Chris,
we know he was deeply involved with this. How can you say that we don't need to hear from him? I want to come back to this other thing.
Excuse me, Chris, let me respond to that. First, thank you for joining with me in calling on the State Department to produce the evidence. I hope you'll tweet that out so the White House gets the message that there's now a bipartisan call to stop resisting our subpoena. But, sir, we have heard from the whistleblower. You might have read the complaint. That is the whistleblower speaking. Oh. And the law that the Congress passed protects the anonymity of whistleblowers because we want them to use the legal process without retribution.
Okay.
And remember, the president threatened the whistleblower. Threatened the whistleblower, said he's a spy and a traitor, should be subject to the death penalty. That's why we're protecting the whistleblower's identity. And, of course, we have a mountain of other witnesses and evidence confirming what the whistleblower said.
Believe me.
Yes, believe me. So that's the truth. They're sitting on all these documents. They won't release them. They won't release their witnesses. They won't let us hear from Pompeo. They won't let us hear from Bolton. They won't let us hear from Mulvaney, who was at OMB and, you know, literally sat on that money. They're covering up everything and complaining the whole time. And all they have to do is, release the documents, release the witnesses, and let's hear his truth. Let's see what passes for his truth. You know, Giuliani, why can't he testify? Why can't Rudy Giuliani testify? He was very big on the TV telling us the State Department asked him to do this investigation, right? He was very big on TV, even lying to Chris Cuomo until Chris Cuomo pressed him and said, did you ask about Hunter Biden? You're damn right I did. Okay. So come testify about what about Mike Pence? Because tomorrow is going to be a hell of a day, especially for us. Four witnesses testify tomorrow. Alexander Vindman, Jennifer Williams, who's Pence's aide, right? Kurt Volker, and Tim Morrison.